Thanks, Lori. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Simarjeet Virk. I'm a PhD student in agricultural engineering at the University of Georgia. And today I'll be talking about one of our planter research projects, considerations for planter downforce and seeding rate to maximize emergence in singulate versus hail drop planted cotton. Start with a little bit of background. Obviously, cotton production is one of the most significant component of the state's agriculture industry. As per the recent USDA numbers, we produce almost 2 million bales of cotton every year from 1 million of harvested acres. And in order to grow and sustain that cotton production every year or the profitability margin, we're continuously looking for adopting new or efficient management practices to obtain higher crop yields. And there's been enough research out in the past suggests that in order to have higher yields, we need to have early uniform emergence in cotton, especially within the first 7 to 10 days. And among other factors, some of the things that are really important are the correct equipment setup and operation with at least minimum or no mistakes. With that said, we still have producers in Georgia that employ hail drop cotton, which is planting two or three seeds per drop in order to basically against adverse field conditions to have a better stand and also to prevent any replanting in that field. What hail drop planting usually entails is, you know, higher than nominal seeding rates, which kind of gets into more seed and higher input cost overall. What we believe, especially with the advances in planting technology in the last 4 or 5 years and availability of new seed technology in the market, that even with the singulated cotton, one seed per drop, we can do a pretty good job of getting higher crop emergence in those harsher field conditions. And in singulated cotton, again, we can go from low to nominal seeding rates. And we have a much better improved seed-to-seed spacing compared to what we would have in a hill drop situation, and overall reduced seed cost plus the overall better utilization of the crop inputs as we would have in the hill drop scenario. However, there is not enough research or studies out there that have tested these two singulated hill drop using some of the new planter optimizing planter parameters or selection of different seed vigors based on the field conditions to see how it affects the crop emergence or yield potential in cotton. So the hypothesis for our research was exactly to use the correct planter setup along with some of the seed variety selection based on the field conditions would improve the crop emergence and yield potential in cotton. In order to test that hypothesis, our objective was to evaluate the effect of different planter downforce setups along with multiple seeding rates on crop emergence and yield in two different cotton varieties differing in seed size and seed vigor, planted both singulated and hill drop conditions. So the research was conducted at the UGA Research Farm in Tifton campus. This was a completely randomized block design with 4 replications of every treatment, and our treatments consisted of the first one was the seed singulation where we had the singulated one seed per drop and double hill drop, that means 2 seeds per drop at 2 levels. So this was achieved using the different seed metering discs with different number of holes. We choose 3 different seeding rates for this based on some of the nominal rates that has been used by the growers in the past or currently in the state of Georgia, and that was obtained using the different gear ratios on the planter. For planter downforce, we used zero pounds of applied downforce on the planter, no additional downforce, whereas the 200 was the 200 additional, and this was based on what we seemed appropriate based on the given field conditions for this trial. And this was setup was achieved using the downforce, manual downforce adjustment on this planter. And then additionally, we had 2 different seed varieties differing in the seed vigor and the seed size tested along with these parameters. The planting was done using a 4-row monosyme planter set at 36 inches. We used a nominal seed depth of 1 inch, commonly used throughout the whole state. This was a conservation tillage planting, strip-till planting behind wheat, and it was irrigated cotton. Our plots were 4-row, 12 feet by 30 foot long plots. For data collection, we did the stand counts at 1, 2, and 3 weeks after planting in the same 10-foot sections in the middle two rows of all the plots. And then we had the yield data in the middle two rows from all the plots at harvest. And we used SAS for doing the statistical comparisons among the data for comparing the different treatments. So for the results, the table here shows the effect test and p-values for the different effects that were used on the treatments along with some of the interactions. So if you see the favorable singulation, you see there was no difference between the singulation types, which suggests that the there was no differences indicated between the emergence and yield between the singulated and the hill-drop cotton. And also variety was found to be a significant factor in both the emergence and the yield. And then further we found, although the seeding rate and downforce by themselves were not significant, but the singulation by seeding, the singulation by downforce were significant as well in the emergence data. Further, the singulation by seeding rate and seeding rate by downforce was also significant at 10%, but not 5%. And I explain some of this more in the next data where we graphically explain some of this. So the first, the graph here, and I'm going to follow a lot of these similar graphs, where x-axis we have these treatments, the downforce and our seeding rate treatments, and the y-axis here is the crop emergence. This is for large seeded variety 1. The week 1 emergence is represented as with the light color, and the darker color in both the singulate and hill drop is the 3-week emergence. So something that we noticed here, variety 1, the average emergence was anywhere from 50 to about 70%, but also we noticed when we compared the week 1 and week 3, there was not a whole lot of difference between that, which suggested that we had early uniform emergence in this variety. When we look at the same information for variety 2, the small seeded variety, we noticed the first thing, our overall emergence was pretty low compared to our high vigor variety. And also, when you look at these colors, the light and the dark color, which is the week 1 and week 3 emergence, that we had some significant differences between those, you know, between week 1 and 3, which kind of suggested that there was more non-uniform, especially delayed emergence in this variety because of in this trial. Now, when we look at the side-by-side comparison, pull that data together between for variety 1, the large seeded, between the singulated and hill drop. The first thing I would like to point out is we noticed when we were doing our stand counts was this first rate, 20,000 seeds for hill drop, was actually mistakenly planted as a 64K seeding rate, which was almost 3 times higher because of the incorrect gear ratio there. But interestingly enough, we didn't see any notable higher emergence or any differences between these. And some of the statistical comparisons did not show any significant differences between these. And we expected this because some of the studies we have conducted in the past with the larger seeded variety is because they tend to compensate a lot better for varying type of conditions, whether it be seeding rate, downforce, or some of the adverse field conditions. So we were kind of a little expecting that for a large seeded variety. When we look for at the similar data, singulated versus hill drop for a small seeded variety, one of the things that jumped out, and it was noted in the significance at the earlier in the table, were that we did notice effect due to downforce, especially at 28 and 43K seeding rate in this variety because of the downforce. And also, we didn't see any significant differences between the hail drop and singulated emergence between some of the other treatments here. Talking about the yield data, the y-axis again is the lint yield here and the same treatments there, and we're comparing the singulated and hail drop. So the again same observation, even though we had a 64K seeding rate here compared to a singulated 20K, there were no statistical differences at all between the seeding rate treatments and the downforce for a large seeded variety, again due to the fact that it tends to compensate really well for some of these different conditions. When we look at the small seeded variety for the same comparison, that downforce trend we observed in the emergence data was reflected again in the yield data, where we have a significantly higher yield for a 20K rate with a 200 downforce than where no downforce was applied. Here we had a much lower emergence for that. And also, again, for lower vigor variety, we noticed that there was no statistical differences between the seeding rates between the both singulated and hill drop conditions. So which kind of provides, I didn't want to make this based on the emergence data assumption that, or conclude based on just the emergence data that the higher seeding rates did not provide any benefit, but based on the yield, we can say since we did not see a significant yield difference between the seeding rate for these with a lower or a higher seeding rate, so we can say the higher seeding rates in both the scenarios does not provide any significant yield advantage in both type of these conditions, even with a low vigor variety. So in order to summarize, we were looking at two different type of scenarios here or treatments here, the downforce and the seeding rates and in the variety, two type of variety. One of the things we noticed, as we noticed that the large seeded variety tends to compensate a lot better. So it is more important to have a planter downforce selection right when you planting a small seeded varieties, especially in the adverse conditions. Again, we did not see any yield advantage due to a higher seeding rate, higher than nominal seeding rates in this trial in both type of singulated or hill drop seeding conditions. And data also suggested, like we talked about, if you have an option between singulated and hill drop, we would rather do singulated just because of higher, better utilization of crop inputs. So the singulation cotton is beneficial over hill drop when we're planting larger seed variety at any time, you know, especially when you're doing low to nominal seeding rates, you have a good, perfect field condition with the correct planter setup. And some of the things, again, we're not saying, you know, we're getting away or we need to get away totally from hill drop, but it has to be based on what type of variety you're planting based on your field conditions. So we are saying that hill drop cotton usually requires more careful consideration to the planter setup along with, you know, the seeding rate, especially when you're planting in less than ideal field conditions. For future research, we are, in 2017, we did this research in the conventional tillage system, and this year we repeated kind of the similar research in conservation strip tillage. Next year, I think we're trying to include a little bit more information on more downforce setups and seeding rates in combination with two different type of field conditions with the same varieties to see how different type of tillage system affect using this different downforce system or seeding rates. With that, I'd like to acknowledge University of Georgia, my committee, and some of the other people there for helping with this trial and also the industry for funding and support for this research. And thanks for your attention, and I would be open to any questions. This was sandy loam, am I right, Wes? This was sandy loam, and it was under irrigated trial. We didn't have I think we have a full soil analysis for the field, but there was not a whole lot of soil variability within the field. Okay. Yes, sir. So when we, so the question is when we counting or doing the stand counts, doing the crop emergence counts, are we considering, especially on the hill drop, if there's a one plat that's an emergence or are we counting both seeds as a emergence or not? We are, for this trial, we counted, we calculated the percent emergence based on what actually emerged compared to what was planted. So if two was planted and two emerged, we counted two. Technically, again, the hill drop was done in order you plant two or three seeds so you can have at least one seed out. So you're giving more chances for that cotton to come out. But for our purposes here, we counted all the seeds that emerged. Even if it was two was planted and two came out, we counted both. So that's why when I want to take it back to when we were comparing we didn't want to come with too many conclusions just based on the emergence data on the seeding rate, because we are using the initial seeding rate to calculate the percent emergence. So if we have 80% emergence at 20K and 80% emergence at 64K, it's a comparable emergence. We didn't have a reduced emergence, but we don't know if there's an added benefit. So that's why we said that in the yield, that we didn't have any yield differences because of a higher seeding rate. Does that answer your question correctly? Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Zimmerman.
Thank you.